go rebuild my church, which as you can see is falling into ruins. These are the words spoken to St. Francis of Assisi from an image of Christ on the crucifix at San Damiano in 1205 AD. These same words inspired Peter Doan, the host of the program you're about to hear. Peter challenges all of us to rebuild not the brick and mortars of our church buildings, but our personal faith and relationships that will rebuild and strengthen the church. Now here's today's program.
Welcome to our radio program called Go Rebuild My Church. My name is Peter Doan, and I'm excited to be with you today as we explore ways to put into practice the words spoken to St. Francis of Assisi by our Lord Jesus, Go Rebuild My Church, and how this theme is relevant to the church today. Our passion for renewal was ignited when my wife Leslie and I came home to the Catholic Church 14 years ago. This is when we heard the call to rebuild and joined efforts with other renewal movements within the church. Hopefully, through the ministry of this radio program and our lay apostolate, we can provide pathways for you as individuals, families, and parishes to join the rebuilding process and experience renewal. Our lay apostolate is called Encounter Jesus Discipleship Ministries. You can learn more about us and our passion for renewal in the Catholic Church by visiting our website at www.catholicdiscipleshipministries.org. Now, we have a great show in store for you today. Periodically, we interview men and women who are doing the work of rebuilding and renewal in the subject areas we discuss. We have recently discussed the call for Catholic believers to discover, develop, and deploy their spiritual gifts called charisms. Today, our guest is Brian Bibb. He is a licensed mental health professional and also works at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church as Director of Mission and Discipleship for Men here in Indianapolis. He also helps with marriage prep at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Carmel. He's married and has two children, and the third will be on the way very soon. In fact, his wife's due date is today. How about that, Brian?
Yeah. We're just waiting any minute now.
Yeah, amen. So Brian received his undergraduate degree at Rose Holman Institute of Technology in civil engineering. He then left that career in 2018 to pursue a Master of Science in Counseling degree at Divine Mercy University. Brian has been practicing as a counselor since 2020 and has been working at St. John's since 2018. Welcome to our program, Brian. It's great to have you today.
No, it's great to be here. Thank you.
So, Brian, could you tell us more about how you got involved at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Indianapolis? And I'm very intrigued by your title at St. John's. That is Director of Mission and Discipleship for Men. And that whole area of mission and discipleship has been a constant theme for my wife and I on this broadcast. Can you flesh out a little bit on how you're implementing mission and discipleship in your local parish?
Yeah, I'd love to do that. And you had mentioned that you kind of had a conversion or came back to the faith 14 years ago, which I guess would have been 2010.
Yes, exactly.
Oddly enough, I had a reversion back to my faith in 2010 as well.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Yeah, amen. And it's very intimately tied to St. John's. I was working as an engineer, civil engineer working downtown, and I had fallen away in college and the first few years out and had a kind of a rock bottom moment where I just was questioning everything. And it was at St. John's where I left work one afternoon and walked over there and told the Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do. And that actually led me to leave engineering at the first time in 2013 to discern the priesthood. I entered seminary for 3 years for the Peoria Diocese in Illinois. Mm-hmm. And then felt the call to marriage and stepped out to discern that. Got back into engineering because the jobs were easy to come by at that time, and it was a good way to plant my feet. Mm-hmm. And that's when I got back involved at St. John's and discerned mental health. My spiritual director at the time, Father Brian Doar, was instrumental in helping me understand what the Lord's call was, and so that's when I looked into Divine Mercy and stepped out of engineering, and that's when I had taken the job at St. John's full-time as Director of Mission and Discipleship for the Men. Now, they had created that position in 2016, and there was another Brian, actually, before me, who was, I'm 6'5", he was also 6'5", so it was kind of a joke at the time that the requirement is you had to be named Brian and be 6'5". So he actually started developing, Brian Lee was who that was, and he started developing that with Father Rick Nagel, the pastor at St. John's. All of this is really some of his vision. He's the vision caster, of putting all of this into work. As well as initially Jessica Nabnett, she was the Director of Mission and Discipleship for the women of the parish.
Mm-hmm.
And so the two of them started to develop this missionary discipleship formation series. And they had the first one of those series in 2016, which that was when I had come back to St. John's.
Mm-hmm.
So I went through that first formation series, and then it was Brian Lee took a job elsewhere. And then I stepped in 2018. And so then we put on at least four other formation series. And what those consisted of, we would invite people that we knew, parishioners that we knew who were practicing Catholics, who were on fire for the faith and ready for a deeper step into the faith.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would invite them to this formation series, and it was a five-part series, so we had it every other week for five gatherings, and we would provide a meal and everybody, and so we would have a talk on five different pillars of missionary discipleship.
Mm-hmm.
And so after each talk, we would have all the tables would have small group discussion, and then we would also, after that, we would have a talk on a different prayer form each week.
Mm-hmm.
And then have more of a discussion on that. And then so they would go through this whole series, this five-part series, and at the end of it, we would invite them to be involved in a deeper way in discipleship. And so we developed one-on-one discipleship,
mm-hmm.
and we developed couples discipleship,
mm-hmm.
and we also developed the accompaniment program, we called it, and mm-hmm. that was for all of those coming into the church through RCIA.
Mm-hmm.
So we had St. John's, we have anywhere from 20, some years we've had 40 people coming into the church through RCIA.
Mm-hmm.
And we would pitch it to the catechumens at that point. And then so once they become neophytes, that's when we would pair them up. And if they were interested, we would pair them up with a missionary disciple. And then they would walk with them. Really, our mission statement for that was from learning the faith to living the faith. They spend months just learning about the faith, and mm-hmm. now they're putting it into practice on a deeper level. And so that's really kind of what the missionary discipleship role, the main role that I play at St. John's,
mm-hmm.
Is kind of leading that and continuing to develop it. We've even just switched it up here recently. We've taken the series itself and put it into a small group format,
mm-hmm.
and we've launched Lenten missionary discipleship small groups. So we've mm-hmm. reached out to past missionary disciple leaders and asked them to lead some of the small groups, and then we advertise those to the parish to anybody that would be interested, parishioner and non-parishioner alike. And so we've had, I think we have 13 groups right mm-hmm. now all across the city that are meeting for the 5 weeks of this Lent, and the week in between Ash Wednesday and Holy Week, there's 5 weeks.
That's wonderful. So, Brian, we're in a spot where we're going to take a break, and I really appreciate you sharing this, and I'm going to share why this is so important as we move into talking about the charisms. So we're going to take a break now with Brian Bibbs, and we will be back shortly, so please stay with us.
You're listening to Go Rebuild My Church. This program is underwritten in part by Willie and Deborah Wood in memory of their parents, Woody and Joyce Wood, and Bill and Elsie Brooks. Catholic Radio Indy thanks the Wood family for their support.
Catholic programming 24/7, 7 days a week. Catholic Radio Indy.
Do you sometimes think that nobody prays for you? Does it seem like your concerns and worries aren't shared by anybody else? If so, then put that away. We here at Catholic Radio Indy pray for you our listeners every single day. If you have a special prayer request, go to www.catholicradioindy.org and let us know. We lift up our listeners' prayers each morning. It's how we start our workday. Let us pray for you, and may God bless you abundantly.
Welcome back to our radio program, Go Rebuild My Church. Today we're speaking with Brian Bibbs, the Director of Mission and Discipleship for Men at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church, Indianapolis. Now, Brian, we want to move on and talk about spiritual gifts called charisms and how a local parish incorporates this dynamic into the life of the parish. What exactly is a charism? Let's start with the basics there, Brian.
Yeah, very good. So, you know, there's lots of, you know, you can talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and, you know, then there's the charisms, and, you know, they're all different. Mm-hmm. The charisms in particular are, you know, gifts of the Holy Spirit that are ultimately given to each person to help build the kingdom of God. You know, so there's, you know, 23 or so different charisms. They're all based on Scripture. And each one, you know, I guess all of us have all of those gifts, but certain charisms are in greater capacity to different people, whether it's administration or healing or trust, generosity, faith. I know there's a bunch of them, but so I guess ultimately a charism is really a gift of the Holy Spirit that's been given to His people to help build the kingdom of God.
That's great. So we're speaking today with Brian Bibbs from St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Indianapolis, and we're talking today, our topic is the charisms of the Holy Spirit and how they fit into our call to being a disciple. So, Brian, are all baptized Catholics given charisms? And if so, why is it essential that we discover our charisms?
Yes, it is true. Now, there's the gifts of the Holy Spirit that all Christians are given to the same capacity through baptism. They're endowed upon, permanently endowed on all of us.
Right, those are those gifts in Isaiah 11 that are talked about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the charisms are gifts of the Holy Spirit to the baptized, but not everybody has the same charisms.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important to understand those charisms for a couple different reasons. One, it's helping somebody. Once somebody learns their charisms, it helps them to know what gifts God has given them that are going to help others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it's great for knowing how to help others, but it's also to help you understand what's going to be the most life-giving for you to be involved with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that we use at St. John's is we created this online charisms tool that you can go in, you can complete this tool, and it'll tell you what your top charisms are, and then the results will get sent to the parish. And so as a, you know, Father Rick can look at that. If he's trying to form a committee, he can pull up a certain charism that he thinks is going to be good for that committee, and he can find people that are going to fit that, the work that committee is going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's great for that, but it's also just the individual person to know, oh, you know, I have the charism of music. I didn't realize that maybe that was, you know, I liked music, but maybe it wasn't, you know, one of the things that I thought about how to spread the work,
mm-hmm.
to build the kingdom,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so learning these things really helps people understand their gifts and ways in which they can use those that's going to benefit themselves and everybody else around them.
Yes, it's interesting that when my wife and I, Leslie, were doing our program on the charisms, we did a three-part series, and during that process, she went in and did a gift inventory, and she discovered, she knew she had a couple of the charisms that came to the foreground, but then there was one that came to the foreground on encouragement. And she really took that and she said, you know something, I need to be doing something with this. And she recently joined a group at our parish that is encouraging people that have had miscarriages, because she's had a couple miscarriages, as well as we lost our first child after she lived 2 days. And so she's really taking some of that which God has processed in her over the years to be able to encourage others that are going through that now. But that was all spurred by her going through that gift inventory. So I think that's a real critical piece. So could you talk a little bit about the difference between, I know that I've taken, and probably many of our listeners have taken the Strength Finder test or inventory, and also aware of natural talents. How do the charisms differ from our natural talents and strengths that we find in Strength Finders, etc.?
That's very good. I mean, that's a great question. Ultimately, they go beyond just our ordinary talents because they're supernatural. There's an element that you might not think that you're talented in, that yet you still have the charism that I think back there was a professor that I had one time, and he, you know, socially, maybe not the most socially inept person, or, you know, the socially comfortable person, maybe kind of awkward.
Yes.
But when he would teach, it was incredible. He was one of the best teachers I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And he taught
interesting
philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the charism to teach, and it was just, it was incredible. You know, but then you talked to him outside of class, and he just, you know, it's kind of difficult. You know, he didn't have some of those other gifts, maybe sociability, not that that's a charism, but just there were certain things about him that were kind of odd.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got him in the classroom and talking about that, you know, I learned more from him than I did from a lot of different professors.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's pretty interesting to see, because it goes beyond, you don't have to be talented, you know, because the God can gift you with this charism, and despite some of your own challenges, the Lord can really speak through those.
Mm-hmm. Now, who practically watches over the whole mechanics of people that go into that inventory and then take the inventory? Who takes that information and brings it to you and to Father there?
Yeah, so well, we have the online inventory. If you take it at St. John's, our mm-hmm. website,
mm-hmm.
You can check a box at the end that sends the results to the parish secretary.
Oh, okay.
Ultimately, it gets sent to the parish, and she will input it. And if they want to, there's also an option to meet with somebody to talk about your charisms. So we meet with all of our new parishioners as a welcome to get to know them and help them to get plugged in. And once they take the charisms tool, we also offer another meeting to go over the charisms and see how they can be involved, get involved in parish life. That's one of the big reasons why Father Rick really wanted to develop an online charisms tool, is to help people get involved and know where they're going to best utilize their gifts.
Fantastic. Now, we're talking with Brian Bibbs today. From St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Indianapolis. And we're going to take another break now. And when we return, we'll continue our discussion with Brian, the Director of Mission and Discipleship there at St. John the Evangelist. We'll continue to discuss the critical place spiritual gifts play in the life of a Catholic believer. So please stay with us.
You're listening to Go Rebuild My Church. This program is underwritten in part by Willie and Deborah Wood, in memory of their parents, Woody and Joyce Wood, and Bill and Elsie Brooks. Catholic Radio Indy thanks the Wood family for their support.
Walk on. No worries. Be renewed. Be refreshed. Care deeply. Don't miss life. Positive change is on the way. Catholic Radio Indy.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the radio program, Go Rebuild My Church. We're very blessed today to have Brian Bibb, Director of Mission and Discipleship at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church here in Indianapolis, as our guest. We've been talking about an approach St. John uses to help its parishioners discover, develop, and deploy their spiritual gifts. Welcome back, Brian. It's good to have you here today.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
So I love personal stories of how the Holy Spirit works in the lives of God's people. Could you tell us a story of a parishioner who discovered their charisms and how that discovery brought fruitfulness to their personal lives, to the parish life and ministry?
Yeah, another great question. You know, the first one that comes to mind, there was a new parishioner that I had met with. You know, so I went over and, you know, told him about the charisms tool that we have, and he went on and took it, and he wanted to meet again to talk about the charisms. And when I met with him, there was one charism in particular that popped up that, you know, he really wasn't even aware of, or he didn't think anything of it prior to taking the inventory. And the charism that came up was the charism of knowledge. You know, and so when it came up, he was like, oh, you know, it makes so much sense now that I see that. But prior to that, you know, he wouldn't have even thought of it as a charism. And since then, he really has, he stepped into the role of leading a book study. We have book studies throughout the year. And he loved it. You know, he found it to be very life-giving. Mm-hmm. And even the people that were in his group also felt like it was a great experience. And, and that's another, that's one way to really tell, I guess, to confirm whether you're not, if you have a charism, is if other people are also recognizing that in you. It's a good sign that the Lord, the Holy Spirit's working.
Oh, very good. Very nice. So, how about yourself, Brian? It's interesting in your bio that you were trained vocationally to be an engineer. Tell us about the discovery of your own charisms, how you developed them, and how you use your gifts in the parish. And again, going from an engineer to a discipleship maker is quite an interesting story.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a long one, but I'll try and be as concise as possible. So I really had a kind of a major reversion back to my faith, and like I mentioned earlier in the program, 2010. And it was really, for me, it was discerning what the Lord's will was. I spent a number of years doing my own will, falling, doing what I wanted to do, and then finally, you know, that can only lead to destruction, I guess. It's not going to lead you anywhere good. So eventually, you know, the tracks ran out, and I turned to the Lord and was like, whatever you want me to do is what I'm going to do.
Amen.
That's when... You know, it really took me on a journey of faith through all different, a lot of different paths, and what's landed me here in mental health, and also a director of mission and discipleship at St. John's for the men. And, you know, it's interesting looking back at it in the lens of the charisms, because there are certain charisms that I feel like have really stood out to me. I recently just took it because we're doing a small group missionary discipleship series right now for Lent. And a couple of the ones that stood out to the top this time around were knowledge, servant leadership, trust, and generosity.
Oh, wow.
Those are my top four charisms that I just had when I retook it.
Nice.
And so, yeah, it's just interesting to see some of those really come out and being utilized just in my role now, and how it's the Lord's kind of put me on a path based on some of the gifts that he's given, you know, thanks be to God.
Yes, and it's interesting, there's a scripture, Brian, that says a person's gifts makes room for them. And, you know, it's like when we take our lives and we contextualize them within the body of Christ, a lot of times those charisms may be hidden, but they come to the foreground as a result of the beauty of the fellowship that we have with our brothers and sisters and being in the context of the church. In other words, it's hard to discover your charisms if you're a lone ranger and just out there by yourself and just going to Mass on Sunday but not engaging the parish the other 6 days of the week.
That's what, you know, honestly, that's one of the things I love about the charisms, is because it's not about us, really. It's about the Lord. It's about the Holy Spirit working through you. And so it takes the emphasis off the individual and, you know, putting obviously there's a piece you've got to put yourself in the place of the Lord through prayer and, you know, just growing in your faith. But just putting yourself, being that rich soil for the seed to fall in, And it's ultimately, it's the Lord doing all the work. And so all glory is for him.
Yeah, amen, amen to that. We're speaking with Brian Bibb today, who is a leader at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Indianapolis. And we just have another minute, a little bit more than a minute, Brian. Any final thoughts of challenge and encouragement for our listening audience concerning the discernment of charisms and the process of becoming a disciple of Jesus?
Well, I think everybody should take some kind of charisms inventory at some point in their life, if not multiple times throughout their lives. So if you're looking for ways to get involved with the faith and you're kind of not sure where to go because there's lots of different options, look into a charisms inventory. Mm-hmm. And, you know, St. John's has it on their website, but there's other inventories out there as well that are very good. Mm-hmm. And take those charisms and figure out ways in which that they might be leading you to be involved with. Maybe there are things you're already involved with, but I think that's essential for knowing how to get involved. Mm-hmm. And also just for your own spiritual growth, the charisms are great ways for you to continue to build your faith because they're going to be life-giving for you.
Amen. That's a great exhortation, Brian. Let's at this moment pray for ourselves and our listeners that God would make these things real to us. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this dialogue today. We believe that charisms are on your radar for each believer so that we can move from being just Catholic believers to becoming Catholic disciples and then missionary disciples. We ask that the Holy Spirit come upon all of us that are listening today, and we ask that you would lead us to a place where we can both discover and rediscover our charisms and then use them to serve others in the body of Jesus Christ. We pray this in your name, Lord, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to thank Brian Bibbs and thank you, listeners, for joining us today as we seek to connect individuals, families, and parishes to the rebuilding and renewal of the Catholic faith here in America. To hear past programs, go to CatholicRadioIndy.org and you can access all previous broadcasts. You can download Catholic Radio Indy app from the App Store and listen 24/7. Goodbye for now, and keep the faith.
You've been listening to Go Rebuild My Church with Peter Doan. Podcasts of this program are available at www.catholicradioindy.org.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.